我们继续来学习出埃及记。
We continue to study the book of Exodus.
因为法老王不愿意以色列民离开埃及。
Because Pharaoh was unwilling to let the Israelites go out of Egypt.
所以神就在他们当中降了十样的灾殃。
Therefore, God have descended 10 types of plagues among them.
尤其最后一个灾。
Especially the last plague.
就是击杀埃及的长子跟头胎的牲畜。
Which is to kill all the firstborn of the Egyptians and all the first fruits of all their livestock.
所以在那一天晚上埃及遍地都有大哀哭。
Therefore, much weeping and wailing covered all the land of Egypt that very night.
因为每一个家庭至少都死一个人。
Because in every family, at least one of them would be dead.
所以以色列人就催促埃及人就催促以色列人
Therefore, the Egyptians pleaded with the Israelites to quickly go away.
说你们要快快地离开埃及地，不然我们都要死了。
Saying that please leave Egypt immediately, otherwise all of us would perish.
以色列人就照着摩西的吩咐向埃及人要金银跟衣服。
So the Israelites, according to the instructions of Moses, demanded jewelries of silver and gold and garments from the Egyptians.
他们就把埃及的财物就带走了。
So they brought with them the precious valuables of the Egyptians.
就是神为他们伸冤了。
This time, God has avenged for them.
替他们争取他们应得的报酬。
To receive their rightful compensation.
他说那个时候以色列人在埃及人的眼前非常的尊大。
Therefore, at that time, the Israelites were elevated in the eyes of the Egyptians.
连狗都不敢向以色列人吐舌头。
Even the dogs do not dare to spit on the Israelites.
所以以色列人那个时候是昂然无惧的出埃及。
So with much valor they exited out of Egypt.
他们当时光男丁就有600,000。
At that time, only counting the men, there were 600,000.
还有很多的闲杂人，还有牛群、羊群。
And still some of among them, plus their livestock.
他们出埃及的时候说神就用云柱跟火柱带领他们。
When they exit out of Egypt, the Lord has given them pillars of cloud and pillars of fire.
这云柱跟火柱带领他们走旷野的道路40年。
This pillar of fire and pillar of cloud has led them in their journey in the wilderness for 40 years.
一直进到这个迦南地。
Until the time that they entered into the land of Canaan.
当然，云柱跟火柱是一个，不是两个。
Of course, the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire are one, not two.
好像一朵很大的云彩。
It is just like a very huge cloud.
到了晚上的时候就会有火发光。
At night, it will turn into flames of fire.
所以白天这个云柱他们在底下走可以遮住太阳。
In the daytime, the pillar of cloud shall shade them from the sun.
晚上又有火光来带领他们的路。
At the night, it will turn like a flame of fire.
所以白天晚上都可以行走。
Therefore, by day or by night, they're able to walk.
所以云柱火柱都不离开他们。
Here it says, the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud has never departed from them.
这个是预表圣灵的工作。
This is prefiguring the works of the Holy Spirit.
看起来好像两样东西其实是一样的。
It looks like it's two different items, however, both are the same thing.
是主着真理的圣灵来带领我们每一个信主的人。
It's referring to the Spirit of Truth that is guiding every one of us who believes in Christ.
所以云柱火柱可以引导他们走路。
Therefore, the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire can lead them along the way.
让他们在那个大而可怕的旷野当中神带着他们走。
So that in the big and dreadful desert, the Lord may guide them along.
信主以后圣灵也不断的施恩带领我们。
After believing in Christ, the Holy Spirit has also never ceased in helping us.
好像使徒时代的教会他们无论要传福音、做圣工，要到慕道者家里都是圣灵在带领。
Just as it is in the time of the apostolic church, in times of visitation, preaching the gospel, all the Holy Spirit has been guiding them along.
圣灵引导 必得到哥尼流家去传道理。
The Holy Spirit has led them along the way until the house of Cornelius.
啊，圣灵带领腓力啊向太监传道理。
The Holy Spirit led Philip to preach to the eunuch.
我们今天啊，无论做什么，也是靠圣灵在带领。
Whatever that we do today are also guided by the Holy Spirit.
有一个姐妹啊，要到一个教会去参加灵恩会。
There was one sister who was about to participate in the spiritual convocation in a particular church.
因为她迷路了，不晓得该怎么走。
Because she has lost the way, she didn't know how to get there.
她就祷告神。
She prayed unto the Lord.
神就让她听到一个唱诗的声音。
And the Lord has led her to hear some voices of hymns.
她就跟着那个声音走啊。绕过了两三条路以后结果就到教会。
So following the sound of that hymn, she moved round about that area, and then she reached the church.
其实去的时候人家没有在唱诗
Actually, when she arrived at the church, she realized that nobody was singing hymns.
但是圣灵就是借着个歌声赞美诗的声音来带领她，让她很顺利的到达教会。
However, the Holy Spirit allowed her to hear the hymns of praise, to reach the church.
我们有时候不晓得该做什么。
Sometimes we don't know what to do.
我们不晓得我们将来的前途怎么样。
We are uncertain about our future.
但圣经里面说神的灵会帮助我们，在那个你不晓得往哪一条路走的时候，神帮助你做一个正确的选择。
However, the Bible says that when we are not certain of which road to take, the Holy Spirit shall guide us to make a decision.
让我们选择该走的道路。
To decide on the right path.
他说我们在立住行事神的灵会在我们心中运行。
When we are determined and have a will, the Holy Spirit will help us in our hearts.
让我们所行的事情都能够合神的旨意。
So that whatever that we do, it will be according to God's will.
这个云柱跟火柱也有保护的作用。
The pillar of fire and of cloud also has the meaning of protection.
所以埃及兵要来追赶以色列人的时候。
During the time when the Egyptian army were trying to catch up with the Israelites.
本来这个云柱在前面走，他就跑到后面把埃及人就把他隔开来了。
In the beginning, the pillar of cloud was leading them in the front, but then it moved to the back so that it became a shield.
这个在以色列人这边很光亮，在埃及那边就很黑暗。
On the side of the Israelites, it was very bright. However, on the side of the Egyptians, it was dark.
所以神就把选民跟埃及人把它分别出来。
God has separated the Israelites from the Egyptians.
所以让以色列人能够得到保护。
So that the Israelites may receive protection.
那圣灵也会保护我们。
The Holy Spirit likewise also protects us.
所以有时候我们遇到患难的时候。
Sometimes in times of difficulties and danger.
神借着他的灵来看顾保守我们。
Through the Holy Spirit, God is protecting us.
在启示录里面说有那个蝗虫的灾害。
In the book of Revelations, he has the woe of the locusts.
他说那个灾难一到的时候人要求生活不下去，要死也死不了，很痛苦。
When that tribulation befall among men, men cannot live and cannot feel like they cannot die. It is very painful.
他说那个蝗虫就是不会去伤害头上有神印记的人。
However, the locust shall not harm those whose foreheads are marked.
因为有神的灵神亲自保守。
Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, God Himself shall protect His chosen people.
我们常常听过很多见证。
We have often hear of many testimonies.
有这些信徒在患难当中都有神特别的保守跟看顾。
Many of the believers have experienced extraordinary care and protection during their tribulation.
比我们年长一辈他们曾经参与过战争。
Our elderly might perhaps have taken part in some war.
他们说在战争的时候有很多美好的见证。
They said during the war they have experienced many testimonies.
曾经说他们住的那个碉堡里面有炸弹跑进去。
Sometimes a bomb has come into their camp.
很奇怪，那个炮弹在地上滚一滚滚到旁边就停在那里。
But amazingly, the bombshell just rolled to the side of the road, and then it just stopped there.
一般那个一爆炸起来，所有人一定是炸得粉碎。
Usually, when the bombshell exploded, then everyone would be crushed.
但是很感谢主啊，神就是这样保守他们。
But thank God, the Lord has indeed protected them in this
way. 有一个弟兄说啊，他们的船呐，还有那个炮弹一直打在他们的旁边左右。
There was a brother who said that the ship in which he was boarding, the bomb shells have hit their boats to the left and to the right.
就是怎么样就不会打到他们的船。
To the left side, up and down, but not into their ship.
有一个弟兄说啊，他在站卫兵的时候。
There was one brother said that when he was on guard.
他就觉得说，哇，好像啊尿很急啊，啊要去上个厕所。
He felt that he had to run to the restroom because he needed to pee.
啊，这个跑两三步跑开以后啊。
However, after running for a few steps,
砰一下子一个炸弹就投在他站岗的地方啊。
All of a sudden, boom! There is a bomb that fell on the very spot that he was in.
那如果他没有离开的话，他就变成炮灰了。
If he did not leave that place, he would become dust at that time.
神就是这样看顾他的子民呐，无微不至的。
In this way, God has given extra care and concern for His people.
啊，所以圣灵啊，随时随地都在。 保守看顾我们。
So our Holy Spirit is protecting us and preserving us at any time and anywhere.
那这个云柱火柱也可以为以色列民啊倾注征战。
The pillar of fire and pillar of cloud is also fighting for the Israelites.
以色列人过红海啊，埃及兵也跟着下去了。
When they were crossing the Red Sea, the Egyptians were running after the Israelites.
那神就让他们那个车轮就脱落了，就跑不掉了。
But God allowed the Egyptian army's chariots, the wheel, detached from itself.
以色列人上岸以后啊，摩西向海一指。
After, as soon as they reached the shore, Moses pointed to the sea.
那红海的水啊，又复流了。
The waters of the Red Sea recovered.
他说那些埃及兵啊，他们就想要逃走。
Egyptian armies decided they wanted to run away.
但是神又把他们推倒啊，让他们扑倒在这个海中啊，还有洪水就把他们灭掉了。
God pushed them down into the deepest part of the ocean and covered by the sea water.
所以神就亲自为他们征战。
Therefore, God Himself fought for the Israelites.
圣灵也可以帮助我们做属灵的征战。The
Holy Spirit can also fight for us in our spiritual battles.战胜情欲。 So that we can be victorious over our lusts.
有一个属灵得胜的生活。That
we can live victoriously in the spiritual realm.
所以圣灵对我们来讲啊，非常的重要。Therefore,
the Holy Spirit is very important for us today.
那神以色列民出埃及的时候。At
the time when the Israelites were exiting out of Egypt.
神带领他的路啊，也非常的奇妙。
It is an amazing way by which God was leading them.
我们看十三章的十七节。
Let's refer to chapter 13, verse 17.
十三章十七节。
Chapter 13, verse 17.
说，王老总百姓去的时候，威利士地的道路虽然很近，神却不领他们从那里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔，就回埃及去。 18节。18节。所以神领百姓绕道而行走，红海旷野的道路，以色列人出埃及都带着兵器上去。哈，那本来从埃及到迦南地有一个腓力士地很近。
Actually, from the Egypt to the land of Canaan, there is a very shortcut route.
大概几个月就可以到了。
Probably in a few months they will reach there.
但是神不带领他们走这一条路。However,
God refused to lead them along this way.
因为以色列人在埃及的时候没有什么组织训练。Because
the Israelites were not trained in organizing themselves in the land of Egypt.
腓力士人很会打仗。The
Philistines, however, are very good at war.
所以神怕他们说啊，一碰到腓力士人，一到打仗啊，他们就跑回埃及了。
So God was thinking, lest they met with the Philistines and got into a war, they would change their mind.
所以神要他们跟埃及啊完全的断绝关系。
God desired that the Israelites cut themselves off totally from the Egyptians.
所以神把他们带到一条比较远的路。
So God led them to a further route.
那这一条路啊，在一般来讲啊，好像看起来没有路可以走。
This pathway, if you see it superficially, you cannot see a road.
所以埃及人跟法老王才会认为说啊，以色列人迷路了。
Therefore, in this way, the Egyptians, including the Pharaoh, thought that the Israelites have lost their way.
但是这是神给他们带领的一个非常奇妙的道路。
However, this is the wondrous guidance of the Lord onto the path.
为着让他们跟埃及人完全的断绝关系。
In order to make them be totally cut off with the Egyptians.
我们在走天国的道路，有时候也是这样。
When we're walking in the journey to heaven, sometimes it's the same way.
神带领我们的路啊，不是最近的道路，也不是最平坦的道路。
God has not led us on the plain and has not led us on the most shortest route.
往往神为着造就我们，给我们走比较长远的、比较不好走的道路。
Many a times, in order to edify us, the Lord has led us onto a much treacherous road and a long way.
但是这样的道路才真正对我们有帮助。
Only by walking in those pathways can we receive help.
所以圣经里面说啊，万事互相效力，要叫爱神的人得益处。
For the Bible says, everything works for the good to those who love Him.
所以有时候我们好像跟我们想象的路啊不太一样。
Many times we think that the road that we want to walk is different from the road that we want to walk. It seems that we've always faced trials and obstacles along the way. But many a times God is trying us and is edifying us. In order to give us a much more brighter future. We know that there's a brother in Southern California who is a PhD.
其实他三年的课程全部都通过了。
Actually, 3 years worth of courses, he had passed them all.
很奇怪，他的教授就不让他走。
But it's very weird that the professor had not let him go.
就叫他帮教授做了很多很多的研究。
He required him to do a lot more research.
有的人就替这个弟兄抱不平。
And many people were trying to justify this brother.
他说我去 告你们的那个教授，他怎么你都通过了，怎么不让你走？
I petition to your professor. You are qualified to pass. How come he did not let you go?
不过这个弟兄啊，就忍耐了，就看神怎么带领了，也不着急。
This brother had patience and endurance and see how God was going to guide him.
就待了1年多的时间。
He stayed an additional year.
刚好有一个学校有一个缺啊，就来找他。
And at that time, there was a lacking in a certain school.
那他的那个教授就放他走了。
That school required him to go, and the professor allowed him to leave.
后来他就得到一个很好的一个职位。
And at that place, he received a very good position.
但是他本来为教授所写的很多，所做的很多研究那个报告，不久以后就一些文章就一篇一篇就登出来，登在一些学术的刊物上面。
Those research that he had previously done for that professor later on was published in articles of and journals.
等到他在学校里面要升迁的时候，他刚好把那些资料通通拿来，送上去，一下通过了，就升为正式的教授了。
As soon as he assumed the position, he took all those research and submitted it in, and then he became the official professor.
所以他在想说，这也是神美好的安排。
He thought to himself, this is also a beautiful guidance of the Lord.
因为他如果早一年走的话，他自己不晓得要去哪里找工作，有没有去都不知道。
Because had he left 1 year earlier, he wouldn't know which job to apply for and which role to take.
那他如果再晚一年的话，又有很多毕业生啊，很多都在争。
But if he would have delayed another year, there would be many more graduates to compete with him.
结果刚好就是他离开的那一年，他得到最好的一个职位。
But just right during that year, he received the best position.
所以神有时候他的安排真的是美好，很超过我们所求所想的。
So sometimes the amazing arrangement of God is beyond our comprehension.
所以我们有时候我们想的啊， 不见得是最好的。
Sometimes those things that we are thinking of might not be the best for us.
神知道什么对我们最好，什么时候对我们最好。
But God knows what is best for us and when it will be best for us.
好像以色列人，他们开始走的时候，就云柱带领他们呢。
Just as the Israelites were going out of Egypt, the pillar of cloud was guiding them.
那个不是靠他们自己的意思走的，是神带领他们走的路。
That way was not according to their will, but it was the total guidance of God.
虽然看起来好像走错路了，走冤枉路了。
Even though it seemed that they have missed the way and have been lost in a longer route.
但是这是神的美意。
However, this has the beautiful will of God.
带领他们走那更美的路。
To lead them into a more beautiful path.
那在十四章里面谈到啊。 埃及人以为以色列人走迷路了。In
chapter 14, it says that the Egyptians thought that the Israelites have lost their way.
后来，法老王他就后悔了。The
Pharaoh was regretting.
我到底做什么事？我怎么让以色列人离开啊？
What have I done? Why is it that I have let the Israelites go away?
所以现在既然他们好像迷路了。Now
it seems that they have lost their way.
所以他就带着精兵就开始追了。
And Pharaoh brought all the army to catch up with the Israelites. Actually, the Israelites went out of Egypt in a more grand way. However, it looks like now they have come to a dead end. Because the route that they were traveling on, at the left, it was the
Red Sea.
At the right hand side was a big desert.
前面是一座高山啊，根本没有办法爬过去的。
In the front is a big mountain. It is impossible for them to climb.
后面又是埃及的追兵了。
At the back would be the Egyptian army.
真的已经没有路可以走了。
So it looks like they have come to a dead end.
所以以色列人看到埃及兵追过来以后啊，他们都惊恐万分了。
The Israelites, upon looking at how the Egyptian army have caught up behind them, they were fearful and dreadful.
每一个人都吓呆了，该怎么办呢？
Everyone were gazing among themselves. What should we do?
所以他们就对摩西说：“你怎么把我们带到这里来，要让我们死在旷野？”
So they said to Moses, "Why have you brought us here that we should die in the wilderness?"
我们在埃及服侍埃及人，总比死在旷野还好。
It is so much better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die here in the wilderness.
因为看到已经绝路了。Because
what they saw was a dead end.
所以他们就开始埋怨摩西。They
started to murmur against Moses.
摩西那个时候向神呼求。At
that time, Moses cried out to the Lord.
他又安慰百姓。At
the same time, he was consoling the people.
说你们不要害怕，只管站住。我们看十三节，十四章十三节。We
see chapter 14, verse 13.
十四章十三节
Chapter 14, verse 13
摩西对百姓说：“不要惧怕，主管站住，看神今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人，必永远不再看见了。”十四节
Verse 14
神必为你们征战，你们主管静默，不要作声啊。 所以虽然已经遇到绝路了，Therefore,
even though they have met a dead end,
但是摩西一方面呼求神。So
on one hand, Moses was crying out to God.
一方面呢，勉励百姓要专心仰望神，神会为我们开路。And
on the other hand, he was encouraging the nation to not be afraid and stand still to see the salvation of the Lord.
后来神就指示摩西说：“你把手杖伸向红海。”
And later on, God instructed Moses to lift up his rod onto the Red Sea.
因为神要让以色列人下海走干地。Because
God was going to allow the Israelites to go on dry ground.
而且神要在埃及跟他埃及王跟他的全军上要来得荣耀。And
God, His name shall be glorified in the total Egyptian army.
所以叫以色列人继续往前走。God
instructed that the Israelites should proceed on.
那这个红海就分开来了。
At that time, the Red Sea departed.
变了干地，以色列人就下海走干地。
Children of Israel went down on dry ground into the sea.
虽然已经没有路了，但是神却为他们开出一条出路来。Even
though it looked like there was no more way, but God opened a way for them.
当以色列人过去了以后，埃及人也下海。After
the Israelites have passed through the Red Sea, the Egyptians came along.
后来红海的海水又合过来。 所以埃及的军兵啊，通通埋葬在红海里面。
Then when they were all inside the sea, the waters of the sea recovered so that it destroyed all the Egyptian army.
所以以色列人就看到了神非常伟大的拯救。
In this way, that children of Israel saw that how the God's hand, what His works is so.
所以希伯来书的十一章里面说，以色列人凭着信心啊走干地过红海。
Therefore, in Hebrews chapter 11, it says, the Israelites, by faith, have walked on dry ground and crossed the Red Sea.
啊，埃及人呐、啊，他们试着想要过去呀、啊，而且后来都被吞灭掉了。
The Egyptians have tried also to walk on dry ground, however, they have been swallowed by the sea.
所以以色列过红海以后，就脱离了，完全脱离了这个法老的权势。
By crossing the Red Sea, the Israelites have totally gone away from the dominion of the
Pharaoh. 真正成为神的属民呐、啊，就要走旷野路，要到迦南地区了。
They have been redeemed by God to walk into the land of Canaan.
但是这个以色列民过红海啊，这预表洗礼。
This crossing of the Red Sea represents the baptism.
看哥林多前书十章。
We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
一节二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
哥林多前书十章一节二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。第二节。
Verse 2.
都在云里海里受洗归了摩西、哦、这里讲到以色列人他们过红海就是一种预表
He tells us that the Israelites crossing the Red Sea is a type of prefiguration
他们在海里、啊、在云里、啊、在云里、啊、在海里受洗归摩西
They were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea
所以过红海是预表洗礼的
For crossing the Red Sea representsBaptism.
还有的是在云柱的带领之下
Under the guidance of the cloud、
啊、走干地过红海
They were walking on dry ground across the sea
他说那个时候的海水、啊、好像一道墙、啊啊、围在他们旁边
The water of the Red Sea were like walls among beside them
海水、啊、都高过他们的头
The height of the water was much above their heads
他们从中间、啊、走过去
They were walking in the midst of the sea
所以他们好像洗礼啊，归了摩西一样。
Just as they were baptized into Moses.
所以就脱离了法老的权势。
In that way, they were released from the dominion of Pharaoh.
我们今天也是一样啊，借着洗礼呀、啊，归入耶稣基督里面，成为神的儿女。
In the same way, today through baptism, we have also become the children of Christ.
啊，所以从撒旦的权势啊，能够归向真神。
We come out from the dominion of devil to return to the one true God.
那有的人呢、啊，要受洗之前呢、啊，好像以色列人一样。
So to many people before their baptism, they experience something like the Israelites.
因为魔鬼不甘愿啊，有时候要把他们抓回去。
The devil is unwilling to let them go, therefore they try to catch up.
所以都要靠着信心啊来得胜。
Only by our faith can we be victorious.
以前在台中教会啊有一个弟兄。
In the past in Taichung Church there was a brother.
啊，因为来我们教会包工程啊，所以听道理，明白。
Because he was taking a project from our church, therefore he might as well listen to the truth.
后来就决定要洗礼了。
Later on, he decided to get baptized.
啊，所以早上啊参加教会的早祷会以后。
In the morning, after he participated in the morning prayer,
然后就回家拿衣服。
He went home to take some of his clothing.
啊，骑着摩托车啊，要回到教会参加洗礼。
In his motorbike, he wanted to come back to the church to attend baptism.
因为没想到在路上啊，一部轿车啊，就把他一撞啊，他车主全部毁掉。
But who knows that along the road a car crashed him down and the whole motorcycle was destroyed.
他就把那个司机啊下来以后说有没有受伤有没有受伤
Even the driver came down and asked him, "Are you okay?"
他说没有了没有了。
He said, "Well, I'm okay."
不过、哦、你赶快了，把我带到教会去了。
However, please take me quickly to the church.
去教会做什么？我如果要赔，我就赔你就好了。
What are you going to the church for? If you want compensation, I'll just pay you now.
他说不是了，不是了，我要去洗礼的。
Oh, it's not like that. I want to be baptized.
好、哦，叫那个司机赶快把他送到教会，也差点来不及呀、啊。
He asked the driver to quickly take him to church.
So
he almost was late.
有时候啊，你要受洗，要归入主的名下，魔鬼有时候不甘愿会阻挡。
Sometimes when you want to be baptized into the name of Christ, the devil will be unwilling and try to present obstacles.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，他来参加布道会以后很高兴。
There was a brother who came to evangelical service and he was very delighted.
啊，就跟传道说啊，他要洗礼。
He told the pastor, "I want to register to be baptized."
啊，就在星期六回去以后。
And what happened was on Saturday after he went.
他又找他以前的牧师啊，还有以前教会的人。
Then he met with his previous churches, ministers and members.
哦，我去听道理哦，那个真耶稣教会的道理很好。
Oh, I went to True Jesus Church, and the truth over there is fantastic.
啊，他们里有圣灵啊。
they also have the Holy Spirit.
啊, 所以我决定明天早上啊, 要去洗礼了。
So I'm so determined that tomorrow morning I want to be baptized.
啊, 那个时候那个牧师都不讲话。
At that time, the minister refused to say anything.
啊,结果到了第二天早上,
So in the next day,
他要来教会的时候,
when he wanted to come to church,
啊, 那个牧师就带了一批人啊, 到他们家去。
The pastor brought a bunch of people to go to their house.
啊,有的哭啊, 还有的一直跟他讲, 难道我们对你不好吗? 你为什么要离开我们?
Some people were weeping as if they were reluctant, saying that, aren't we treating you well? Why is it that you want to leave?
他就把他围着,
they were encircling him so that he cannot go away.
啊,后来啊,他就没有办法来洗礼。
As a result, he couldn't come to be baptized.
啊, 所以就失掉了机会啊。
So he has lost this chance.
啊, 所以有时候啊, 梦到, 信主的时候啊, 有时候稍微隐藏一下, 稍微保守一下。
Therefore, just an advice, if you are truth seeking, you have to hide yourself and 啊, have a low profile.
啊, 免得啊, 说你大声张扬啊, 啊, 就会遇到一些阻挡。
Lest you magnify yourself and you meet with more obstacles.
因为魔鬼啊, 有时候不甘愿。
Because the devil sometimes is unwilling.
但一般啊, 我们都要靠着信心啊, 啊, 来得胜。
But generally, we have to rely on our faith to be victorious.
嘿, 有一个姐妹啊, 她来慕道, 啊, 她先生很反对。
There was a sister who came to seek the truth, and the husband was very much against her.
她不跟她讲说她要洗礼。
She didn't tell the husband that she was going to be baptized.
因为她知道说啊, 先生绝对不允许的。
Because she knew that she would definitely meet with obstacles.
她道理听明白了。
After understanding the truth,
她就决定带着两个孩子。 啊,来受洗。
She decided to bring with her the two children and come to be baptized.
她受洗完了以后,
After baptism,
那一天晚上啊, 就煮一顿饭啊, 煮得很丰盛。
On that very night, she prepared a very sumptuous meal.
啊, 给她先生吃了,
presented it before the husband.
吃完了以后啊, 她才说, 我们今天去受洗了。
After eating the meal, then she said, today we are to be baptized.
气起来, 打她两下。
The husband was so furious that he struck her on the cheeks twice.
感谢主,主有两下。
But thank God, it was only twice.
啊,结果打两下以后就没事了。
After that strike, nothing else happened.
啊,她已经受洗成功了。
She was successfully baptized.
哦,她说,属徒啊,去传道理,被人家挨打都很高兴。
She said, the apostles are very happy when they were flogged by others.
所以现在为着信主受洗啊, 被先生打两下, 这小意思啊。
Because of being baptized, I'm hit by my husband twice. It's a small matter.
她说很勇敢啊, 就胜过了。
So very courageously, she was victorious.
她说以色列领他们过红海以后啊, 他们就在那个岸边啊, 在那边大声唱歌赞美神。
So after the Israelites have reached the shore, they were at the shore and singing hymns and praising God.
因为神大大的拯救他们。
Because God has extended his arm to save them.
所以说神就是他们的战士, 为他们征战。
Therefore, God has become their warrior.
神的手啊, 大有能力,
and fought for them because God's hand was mighty.
啊, 所以神主的称颂啊, 主到永远,
and God is worthy to be praised until forevermore.
啊, 那么, 他们就要开始走旷野路。
Now they're beginning their journey inside the wilderness.
因为神说这以色列人是他的军队。
Because God said that the Israelites are his army.
啊,这个军队是要打仗的。
The army is ready for war.
啊,军队啊, 一定要训练才能够打仗。
In order to be ready, they have to be trained.
所以过了红海, 神就跟他操练。
So after crossing the Red Sea, they are going into training.
所以神把他们带到一个旷野, 什么东西都没有的地方。
God led them into a wilderness whereby they cannot find anything.
说看他们要不要听神的话。
To test and see whether they are obedient to God or not.
所以有时候神也是这样来训练我们。
Sometimes God leads us in this kind of path.
啊, 让我们好像什么都没有了, 好像遇到绝境了。
So that it seems like we have met with a dead end, that we have nothing.
那个时候啊,你除了靠神以外, 别没,其他没有路了。
At that time, except from relying on God, we have no way to go.
啊, 但是虽然没有路当中, 神同样会为你开出路。
However, in the midst of having no other way, God will open for us a new way.
那么第一站的训练啊, 就是到马拉。
The first station of training is to come to Mara.
啊, 我们看出埃及记15章。
We turn to Exodus chapter 15.
22节。
Verse 22.
出埃及记15章22节。
Exodus chapter 15, verse 22.
摩西带领以色列人从红海往前行，到了苏尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不到水。
23.
大拉马拉不能喝那里的水，因为水是苦的，所以那个地方啊叫做马拉。24节。
24.
百姓就向摩西发怨言说：“我们要喝什么呢？”25节。
25.
摩西呼求神，神就指示他一棵树，他把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。神在那里为他们定了律例典章，在那里试验他们。他们经过了三天的路。
After 3 days worth of journey.
啊，三天啊，走路很辛苦，又没有水喝。
It was very hard road for them to travel. They had no water along the road.
后来看到说有水啊，哇，大家很高兴，就要拿起来喝了。
Later on, they saw the place where there is water, and they were very delighted.
没想到那个水是苦的，没有办法喝。
But they did not imagine that the water was bitter.
所以那个地方啊，叫做马拉。马拉的意思就是苦。
Hence, that place was called Mara, which means bitter.
哇，因为遇到苦水啊，他们就真的吐苦水了。
After meeting with such bitter water, they complained out of bitterness.
啊，所以他们每个人就向摩西发怨言呐。
Every one of them complained against Moses, saying,
你把我们带到这里来啊，你叫我们喝什么？让我们渴死啊！
You brought us here. What shall we drink? You want us to thirst to death?
所以他们在那边发怨言。
The people complained against Moses.
但圣经里面哦，告诉我们，遇到困难的时候不要发怨言。
But the Bible instructs us that when we meet with obstacles, do not murmur.
因为你埋怨人，埋怨神啊，这个抱怨没有办法让事情得到解决。
Because the fact that you complain against another person or against God cannot save you out of your trouble.
反而在发怨言会引起神的愤怒。
In fact, when you are complaining against God, you will arouse the anger of God.
所以说，我们不要发怨言，不要像以色列人一样。
Therefore, let us not learn from the Israelites in complaining and murmuring against God.
事实上，他们过去啊的一段经历。看到神怎么带领他们，他们应当感谢神才对。
Actually, in the past, they have various experiences of how God led them out. They should be very thankful.
那就是遇到了苦水。
Even though they have met with bitter water.
那也应当像摩西一样啊，祷告神啊。
They should learn from Moses and started to pray.
因为以前的困难啊，就是祷告神就给他们开路啊。
Because from the past experiences, when they prayed, the Lord opened a way for them.
他说不要遇到一些困难啊，就埋怨。
Therefore, do not complain against God as soon as you meet with troubles.
那么同样遇到这个没有水喝。
In the same way, when they met with no water to drink.
那么摩西啊，就呼求神。
Moses cried out to the Lord.
神就指示他一个解决啊这个困难的方法。
And the Lord showed him the way to solve the problem.
所以这是我们要学习的。
It is something that we should learn.
所以我们遇到困难的时候啊。凡事要祷告神。
When we meet with a problem, in all things we shall pray to God.
看腓立比书第四章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
腓立比书四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
四章六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，主要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节。
7.
神所赐赐人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守你们的心怀意念。我们一般人啊，遇到事情啊，就烦恼得不得了。
Generally, when we meet with trouble, we will be very worried.
啊，圣经里面说啊，你没有办法让借着烦恼，让你多长一寸，也没有办法借着烦恼，让你多活一刻钟。
The Bible, however, says that you cannot, by your worries, increase your height by 1 inch or increase your length of days by 1 day.
说这个最小的事情你都做不到了。
If you cannot even do this smallest thing.
说你抱怨烦恼，这个都没有用的。
So if you murmur or complain, these are of no use.
我们是神的儿女啊。
We are all the children of God.
我们神是全能的神，也是慈悲怜悯的神。
Our God is the mighty God who is very loving and merciful.
他说：“你们主要遇到什么事情，就向我求。”
He says, if you meet with anything, any troubles in life,
what
pray to me and I will give you the peace that transcends all understanding. This is a very precious promise.
So whenever
we meet with a problem, let us pray to God and cry out to Him. Then later on, God instructed Moses a way. Saying to him that cut out a tree and then cast it into the water. The river water will become sweet. Of course, this was a miracle. How can you cut a tree generally and put it into water and the water turns sweet? But this tree prefigures Jesus Christ. Because he is the descendant of David and he is the descendant of righteousness. This also prefigures the salvation grace of Jesus Christ on the cross. Therefore, in our difficulties, all we need to think about is Jesus and His salvation. We pray unto the Lord and cry out to Him, He shall abide with us. We can solve our greatest troubles. Sometimes when we meet with problems, we are just like pouring out our bitterness.
但是啊, 我主给我们同在啊, 我们这个水就会变甜啊。
But because God is with us, this water will turn from bitter to sweet. Whenever we meet with a problem, we will reach a solution.
主耶稣有一次啊，带着门徒啊去参加一个加拿的宴席。
There was one time that Jesus brought his disciples to attend a wedding in Cana.
在婚礼的宴席当中啊，后来说酒用尽了。
During the wedding, they discovered that the wine was running out.
犹太人很重视婚姻啊。
The Jews, they really emphasize on weddings.
结婚的时候啊，都要请客啊。那个宴席是连续好几天的。
During a wedding, the weddings will last for a few days. They will throw a big banquet.
让那个客人来跟主人啊，大家一直快乐欢喜啊。So
that all the guests may rejoice together with the host.
他说在宴席当中啊，酒没有了。However,
during the banquet, they discovered there's no more wine.
对主人来讲，觉得很不好意思啊。This
is a shameful thing in regards to the.
参加的客人呐，就失掉了欢乐啦。The
guests then were deprived of their rightful happiness.
玛利亚看到这个情形以后啊，她就去告诉主耶稣。Mary,
upon looking at this situation, approached Jesus.
说他们没有酒了。Saying
that they ran out of wine.
后来主耶稣啊，就叫那个仆人。
And Jesus instructed the servants,
说你们把那个水啊，倒在那个水缸，把它倒满。
Pour some water into the jars,
然后再舀出来，送到宴席上给众人喝。
Till they are full to the brim, and then fetch some water out and send it to the guests.
那个管宴席的一尝到说，哎，怎么有这么好的酒？
The head of the banquet tasted the wine and said, Oh, what a wonderful wine is this.
所以他就把新郎叫来。
So he called the bridegroom.
说人家都是把那个好酒先喝，喝完了以后啊，再把那个次等的啊比较差的酒拿出来。
Normally, people would present the guests with the best wine and then present them with the inferior wine later on.
那你们怎么把这个好酒一直留到现在啊？
Why have you kept the best wine until now?
因为他不晓得那个酒从哪里来的。
Because they didn't realize where the wine comes from.
其实那个是主耶稣用水变的。
Actually, God has turned the water into wine.
那这个故事不是叫我们去喝酒啊？
But this story does not instruct us to drink wine.
告诉我们啊，我们的生活啊。 好像一场宴席一样。This
is to tell us that our life is just like a banquet.
在我们人生当中啊，常常会遇到酒用尽的时候。In
our lifetime, we perhaps might meet with times when we run out of wine.
比如说遇到病痛，遇到一些逆境挫折，遇到困难。Sometimes
we
让我们失掉了欢乐。Meet
with difficulties, tribulations, or were inflicted with diseases.
但是在我们的生活当中啊，如果遇到欢，遇到那个失掉欢乐的时候。
But during the times when our peace and our joy are taken away,
很重要的要有主耶稣在我们的家庭当中,
very importantly, the Lord Jesus Christ has to reign within our family.
只要主耶稣在我们的家做我们一家的主主啊, 我们就不会失掉欢乐。
As long as we have Jesus Christ as the Lord and head of the house, we will not lose our joy.
因为那个淡淡的白水啊, 主耶稣都能够让它变成芬香的美酒。
Because such a dilute water can be turned into such a fragrant wine.
我们平凡的生活当中, 有主跟我们同在。
Our mundane life with the abundance of God can make us feel like we're living in heaven even though
we don't.
That our joy may be complete.
再大的困难啊,
However severe the problem is, can be solved all by Jesus Christ.
所以要紧的就在我们的生活当中，要主跟我们同在。
The most important thing then in our daily lives, we have to have the abundance of God.
那我们的生活啊, 我们就能够有甜美了。好。Then
we can have the sweetness of our daily lives.
有时候苦水就会变甜了。Then
the bitter water will be turned into sweet water.
但是我们看到说啊, 同样遇到一个苦难的环境。
Sometimes we see that we are similarly in the same adverse situation.
以色列人跟摩西啊, 两个人的看法跟态度完全不一样。
The Israelites have a totally different perspective and attitude compared to Moses.
所以一个人有信心跟没有信心啊, 对事情的看法, 还有处理的方法也不一样。
A person who has faith and a person who does not have faith will have different approaches and attitude in facing their tribulations.
有一个故事说啊, 有两个姐妹。
There's a story that tells us that there are two sisters.
因为他们两个，一个比较悲观，一个比较乐观。
One of them is more positive, the other is more negative.
这个姐姐啊，到他们家的花园。
The elder sister went into the garden.
看到这个花园里面好多的那个荆棘长在那里。
She saw many thorns and thistles growing among the garden.
所以她就叹了一口气。
So she sighed.
她说啊，好可惜啊。
Ah, what a waste.
那些花都被那个荆棘把它挤住了。
All the flowers are choked by the thorns.
但是她妹妹就不一样了。 But
the younger sister had a different perspective.
她看到那个花很快乐。
She saw the flowers out and she rejoiced.
她说啊，你看那个荆棘虽然那么多啊。
She said, see, even though there are so many thorns.
但是那个花可以从那个缝里面来又钻出来了。
But the flowers can squeeze themselves and grow from among the gaps.
还是开得那么漂亮啊，那么芬香啊。
They still bloom and give us fragrance.
所以同样的花园啊，但是两个人不一样的看法。
So within the same garden lies different perspectives.
所以同样遇到马拉的苦水。
Similarly, we are facing the waters in Mara.
以色列人就一直的抱怨，一直的抱怨。
The Israelites were complaining and murmuring all the time.
但是摩西就晓得祷告神啊，神就为他们开路了。
But Moses, on the other hand, knew how to cry out to the Lord, and the Lord opened for.
所以这也是我们要学习的。
It's something that we should learn.
他说神在那个地方啊，就为他们设立了律法。
And the Lord instituted statutes over there.
他要来试验他们，看他们要不要顺服神。
And he wanted to test them to see whether they wanted to obey God or not.
所以神有说带领我们的路啊，就是。 借着一些不如意的事情来操练我们。
Sometimes God is leading us through adverse situations along our path.
所借着苦难啊，要当作教师。
In order to train us, because through tribulations, these shall become our teachers.
看以赛亚书30章。
Let us refer to Isaiah chapter 30.
20节。
Verse 20.
以赛亚书30章20节。
Isaiah 30, verse 20.
30章20节
Chapter 30, verse 20
主虽然以艰难给你当作饼以困苦给你当作水你的教师却不隐藏你的眼睛啊必看见你的教师啊在我们生活当中啊有时候会遇到一些艰难困苦
In our daily life, sometimes we meet with adversities and afflictions.
说神是借着这个当作老师在教你。
But God is actually using these as tools to teach you.
我们要求神给我们有一些智慧啊，面对这个患难，面对困难。
Therefore, we have to ask God for this wisdom to face this affliction and adversity.
而且能够靠神的智慧啊，来胜过它。
And also to rely upon the wisdom of God to become victorious over them.
所以患难对我们来讲啊，都是变相的祝福。
So adversities are just blessings in disguise.
所以我们看到古时候一些圣徒啊, 神要祝福给他们之前啊, 所以说就给他们先遇到一些困难。
ancient saints in the Bible, before they received the blessing, God allowed them to go through adversities.
好像耶稣啊, 经过了13年的苦。
Just as Joseph had undergone sufferings from
Egypt.
Later on, God elevated him to become the prime minister of Egypt. Just as Job had met with his tribulation. And later on, he discovered the will of God. And he said, I will be refined like gold after being tested.
最后神又加倍祝福给他。
After going through the trials, God blessed him even more abundantly.
他说：“我从前风闻有神啊，但是我现在亲眼看到神。”
He said, "In the past I have heard of God, but now I see Him."
所以神借着苦难啊，当作教师啊，为着让我们灵性能够得到成长。
So God uses affliction to teach us so that our faith can improve.
啊，并且在苦难当中啊，神总是会为我们开出一条出路来。
Also, in times of affliction, God will open a new way for us.
以色列人他们继续走啊,
the Israelites kept on going.
就来到了一个地方叫做以林。
They came to a place called Elim.
这个以林的意思啊, 就是非常的甘甜的意思。
The meaning of Elim is very sweet.
因为以林的地方啊, 说有12股的水泉。
Because there are 12 wells of water.
还有70棵的棕树。
And there are 70 palm trees.
所以以色列人就可以在那边纳凉啊休息。
They can camp there by the shade and rest.
他们很高兴啊，水源很充足。
They were very delighted. There were a lot of springs of water.
在野地还有棕树可以在那边纳凉休息。
In the wilderness, they can come under the shade of the palm trees.
他说，以林的确是一个相当好的地方。Therefore,
Elim is a very good place.
那这个水泉啊，就象征啊神的属灵的恩惠。The
wells of water, the springs of water, is seeming like the grace of God.
12是一个完全是表示充充足足的意思。
12 is a complete number, which means abundant.
好，耶稣说，他的恩典够我们用。
Jesus said His grace is sufficient for us.
所以他说，你们渴渴的人可以到我这里来。
He says, those who are thirsty may come to me.
我要让你们从腹中流出活水的江河来。
I will let you have springs of living water from your belly.
说干渴的人啊，都可以来就近生命的活水。
Those who thirst may come forward to approach the spring of life.
耶稣要把这个生命的活水赐给我们，说不要金钱，不要价值的。
The Lord Jesus wants to give us the spring of living water without any money or anything.
轰轰呼呼，充充足足的恩典呢，要赐给我们。
Very abundantly, the Lord is going to bless us with His.
爱要让我们享受属灵的安息。He
also wants us to enjoy the spiritual rest.
在树下得到舒畅，得到安息。
We can once again be refreshed under the shade of the trees.
好，所以这在伊林啊，的确是一个相当好的地方。
So this place called Elim is a good place.
那不论是马拉或者是以林呐，都是他们旷野的一个站。
Whether it is Mara or Elim, these are stations in the wilderness.
因为以色列人呐，他们总共要走40站才能够进到迦南地。
Because the Israelites have to completely walk. Finish the 40 stations in order to land into Canaan.
虽然先到马拉，然后走到以林。
Even though they arrived at Mara first before they come to Elim.
先经过苦，然后享受甘甜。
They undergone bitterness first and then enjoy the sweetness.
表示我们生活当中，我们信仰的路程当中啊，难免也会经过苦难。
Which means that it is inevitable in our daily lives, in our spiritual journey, that we will meet.
但是马拉会过去的。
But Mara will soon come to pass.
以林非常好，你没有办法一直都住在那里。
Elim is a good place, but you cannot dwell there for.
因为那不是他们的目的地。
Because that was not their final destination.
目的地是迦南地。
Your final destination was the land of Canaan.
所以我们不管是顺利的环境。 或者是遇到一些困难的环境，
so whether it is we meet with prosperity or adversities，
这是人生短暂的一个小站，
these are but temporary stations in our daily lives，
但是要紧的我们就是要向着未来的标杆，就是在天上的永福，一直往迈进，
but most importantly we have to look on forward and press on toward the goal and reach there our final destination in heaven。
所以保罗说，我们不是看盼望那个所看见的，
Paul said, we're not hoping on the things that are seen.
所看见的是暂时的。
Those things that are visible are temporary.
所看不见的才是永远的。
Those things that are invisible are eternal.
我们现在看见的都是不完全的，不完美的。
Nowadays, what we see are things that are imperfect.
都是暂时会过去的。
These things will come to pass.
唯有我们所盼望的天上的永远福气，才是全备的。 永远的,
only the heaven which we are hoping and fixing our eyes on, it is eternal.
所以就是我们在今生当中所受的苦难, 如果要跟将来那个所要得到的赏赐来比, 也不足介意了。
So the sufferings that we endure in this earthly life is nothing to be compared in the most glorious place that we're going to have in heaven.
自暂自轻的愁苦,
because this is just a short and temporary suffering.
因为那个是极重无比,
that is an incomparable, the most glorious place. Let us sing hymn.
436.
436.